people either listen to what you say or what I say, and they go, yep, yep, that's right, absolutely, I agree. Or they go, oh, that's such BS. Who would that? Nah, that's total garbage. I don't agree with any of that. Both of those are the mind shutting down. Both of those are like a big, heavy safe door slamming shut inside the bank. The minute you agree or the minute you disagree, you have stopped the learning process. The key to the learner is to be able to allow things in without evaluating or analyzing them or agreeing or disagreeing. It's being open to it as if you were a child without the judgment process. A very difficult thing to do, but that's the point of my design in creating exercises, which is to put people into an exercise. And believe me, it's a whole lot harder to explain than it is to actually do. But you put people into exercises where they can experience things, and hopefully one of the things they experience and they learn and they begin to recognize is when they close and when they can open. And that's a challenge for me, for you, for, you know, I think everybody. Because the second you're in exercise, you go, oh, there, yeah, that's it. Okay, he was right. You've stopped seeing. You've stopped listening. You've stopped. You've gone inside. You make a mental judgment of something, and you miss whatever follows, especially when it comes to calibration skills.
Oh, Rex, but it's too much work to keep thinking about this. I've got to make a judgment call.
Well, and in fact, you do, and that's part of being human. So it's not that you never do it. It's that you learn when and how to do it, that you become more of the master of choice than the victim of your own brain. And so, you know, it is this dance. You can't be open infinitely and forever. And it's important to shut down and to rest and to close off and to analyze and to do all those things. So they're both, but it's a matter of when and where that you do it and at what part in the learning process do you do it. And guess what? In the learning process, you're going to do it all the time until you learn how to suspend it for a while. And that takes calibrating yourself. That takes being, you go, you know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, you go, oh, crap, now I just closed down. Oh, there I did it again. Oh, there I did it again. I did it. You know, it's almost an infinite regress until you find your way of getting out of it. And the only way you do that, and the most easily, is with a skilled mentor, somebody who can go, hey, you just closed down there. And they go, I did not. You know, they'll defend it. Or they go, oh, I did. Oh, gosh, woe is me. Oh, I'm such a bad puppy. Oh, man, I'm going to go sit in a corner and cry. And that's not the right response either. I mean, the response whenever you notice that you did something right or something wrong is, yes, congratulate yourself and nurture it. This is when in the last one of the last ones I said you don't punt the baby. You encourage and you nurture and you gently bring yourself along, because when you do that, you open yourself up to more and more of the kinds of experiences that are vital and that you want to have more of. So it is nurturing.
So I wonder how many different things I might notice that I haven't yet noticed before, but, you know, won't it be cool to discover those things?
Yep. Again, you know, and that's using director questions to keep your mind open, because you don't want a yes or no answer. You want an answer that leads you to discovery. And one of the things that I do like about neurolinguistic programming and the way that it was approached in the beginning was the idea of being curious about what's going on inside of another person instead of just paying attention to what goes inside of yourself. You know, being curious about how people do things. How do people who are excellent produce the results that they produce? What's the internal mechanisms that are allowing them to do that? What's the sequence of those thoughts? What are those thoughts? Are they the pictures? Are they sounds? Are they things? Well, how are those pictures and sounds and feelings represented? In other words, what are the components that go into the pictures? And if they're having pictures, when are they having them? And how are they having them? And are they in color or black and white? I mean, it's all about being curious and being open and discovering things and noticing, guess what? Hey, you know what? I noticed that there's some patterns here. How is it that this person's able to do that? How is it that this person's able to be stuck? How do they construct that for themselves? As opposed to blaming or saying being stuck is bad or being an excellent athlete is good. How do they do that? You know, and staying open and curious. And I wonder if I'll discover something I've never ever seen before, because I've now, as I approach things in a new way, how many different ways could I begin to think about this differently than I have from the past? You know, and what is it that I'm not paying attention to that I haven't yet noticed, that if I were to bring my attention to that, I could begin to notice and appreciate in even grander ways? There's all sorts of ways to direct your brain, but you do it lovingly and kindly and gently. And hopefully, when you learn NLP, you learn to do that with other people as well. We don't live in a vacuum.